Football over the last decade has seen so much innovation, it's hard not to get swept away with all the new and different gimmicks and formations. The spread offense to the different blitz combinations of the 3-4 defense. All areas of the field are seeing innovation, even on special teams, where the Indianola Indians have been employing the rugby-style punt.
Punting has changed quite a bit over the last few years, and we have really done a great job with our rugby punt. We have a man side. We have a left-footed punter in Cooper Huff, so he's going to roll out to his left. On our man side, which is the side that we're going to kick to, we block down and leave the end man on the line of scrimmage alone. On the back side, we zone that, so all of our guys on the right side protect their inside gap. And basically what we're doing is moving the launch point of the football. And our shield, front man in the shield, will kick out the end man that's left alone. And the other two just keep their head on a swivel and pick up any type of run-throughs that may be coming through.
That's Indians head coach Eric Kluver. Coach Kluver said the change from the traditional punt has several advantages that a defensive team fighting for field position can really take advantage of.
It gives you an opportunity to pull it down and run it if they aren't protecting that or guarding it defensively if they're trying to set up a return. But it also allows our coverage team to get down and cover a punt, and usually you get quite a bit of a roll rather than just a punt straight in the air, and it eliminates returns. And Wolf from Cedar Falls is very good at returning football, so that's going to be our game plan. You try to put it in the over by the sideline and let your cover team go down and down it without any type of return yardage.
The rugby-style punt has been used at Indianola High School over the last several years. While it was a big adjustment getting it started in year one, Coach Kluver has seen many different quirks and changes to it at all levels of play.
You see all kinds of different formations, and even the University of Iowa, you know, if you watch them, they'll break and they'll get in all kinds of different formations out of the huddle, and that takes a lot of time to prepare to defend that, you know, as an opponent. So that's one of the differences that I've seen, and just the different splits from a tight split to, you know, completely spreading your front seven out along that line, and how are your opponents going to defend that?
The rugby-style punt also allows for fake punts to be executed more proficiently, as it allows you to put a more athletic punter in the game, and while Coach Kluver normally likes to be the one to draw up a trick play, Indians punter Cooper Huff has the green light to make the judgment call.
It can be called up front, or it's a judgment call as well. You know, the other night, Des Moines East, Cooper Huff for us, he saw that they were bailing early. There was no one there. He knew he could get the yardage, so he pulled the ball down and went and got a first down out of it.
The rugby-style punt has worked wonders for the Indians this year, as they have only had 9 punts with a return against them all season long, totaling 57 yards and no touchdowns. They will need all of their outstanding punting unit tonight as they take on one of the top punt returners in the state in Cedar Falls' Logan Wolf, who has 522 punt return yards this season to go along with 3 touchdowns. For KNIA KRLS Football Friday Night and the Coach's Playbook of the Rugby-Style Punt, I'm Andrew Swadner.